You know something you don't see anymore? The sacking of a city. Rome and Constantinople were good examples. Next time we win a war, we ought to sack the capital of the country we defeat. U.S. troops sack Baghdad. Wouldn't that be good? I guess we do our sacking in subtler ways, through the business community. I think they ought to have really fast escalators that you have to jump on and off. And if you get hurt, too bad. When I notice a little dead fly on the windowsill, one that wasn't there the day before, I always wonder how he died. I wonder if he had a stroke, or maybe a little fly heart attack. Then I think that maybe he's just pretending to be dead so I won't swat him. So I swat him. Here's a tip from the Power and Light Company on saving energy. If you have elderly people living with you, cut back on their heat and light. Old people often exaggerate how cold they feel. I was thinking the other day that one kid who's really going to have emotional problems when she grows up is that JonBenet Ramsey. You know, because of all the media attention, her parents being under suspicion, the speculations about sexual abuse, Jesus, that kind of thing would fuck any kid up. And then I remembered, hey, she was the one who got killed. And I thought, it's a good thing she's dead. At least she won't have to suffer. Tell Pierre I said hello. A two-man conversation. I'm going up to San Francisco this weekend. Oh, well, tell Pierre I said hello. Actually, I knew you'd say that, so I took the liberty of calling him and telling him you said hello. He said in that case to tell you he also says hello. So, hello from Pierre. And he said to add, how's it going? Oh, well, that's great. Well, tell him everything's going just fine, and don't forget to say, how are you? Well, he and I knew you would ask that, and so Pierre has authorized me to say that he's glad you're fine, but that he hasn't been feeling too well lately. Oh, well, tell him I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope it isn't serious. He says he knew you would be sorry to hear that, but he thinks it will blow over. Well, tell him, if it doesn't, I have a great doctor in San Francisco. Ginny and I met him in Hawaii when we were there last year. Pierre says he knew you had a great doctor, but he wasn't aware he was located in San Francisco. He also says he didn't know you and Ginny had gone to Hawaii. He thought it was Cancun. And he also says, how's Ginny? Tell him Ginny is dead. Well, I'm sure he didn't know, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that he's real sorry to hear about that, and I'm willing to bet anything he offers his condolences. And most likely he'll also say that if there's anything he can do, anything, please don't hesitate to ask. Excuse me, Hank, I'd love to keep talking, but I have to go buy underwear. Oh, well, Pierre says there's a sale at the Gap. Get fucked, Hank. I don't know why people got all excited about that guy Jeffrey Dahmer. Because he broke a few laws? So what? There's nothing wrong with killing 12 people, having sex with their corpses, masturbating on them, eating their flesh, and then saving the heads in the refrigerator. What's wrong with that? Nothing. So far, nobody has been able to explain to me what it was Jeffrey Dahmer did that was so wrong. First of all, let's remember, wrong is a relative term. Who's to say what's wrong? Who are we to judge? Put yourself in the other man's shoes. Who among you, under certain circumstances, might not kill 12 people, have sex with their corpses, masturbate on them, eat their flesh, and then save the heads in the refrigerator? Not one of you, I suspect. So cut the guy a little slack. Always remember, there but for the grace of God, go I.